This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. I am bringing to you one particular link from the FamilyResearchCouncil.org, Tony Perkins Washington Update, FRC.org. And this particular short article is called Keeping Faith But Losing Hope, and it was posted on February 28th. And I will read this short article, talk a little bit, and give you some updates from the data shared herein. For the Christians of Nigeria, terror has become a way of life. Most families wake to a familiar nightmare of torture, violence, or harassment at the hands of Islamic radicals who continue to roam the villages unchallenged. Fear spread like a disease after the latest horror in Bunni Yadi, after militants took the lives of almost 60 young men in the most brutal way possible. Blocking the exits to a high school dormitory, terror group Boko Haram set the building on fire, burning the boys alive. Witnesses on the scene said that the teenagers who tried to escape were shot or stabbed. Well, I suppose I would try to escape. From where I was hiding, said one student, I could hear the other students crying at the top of their voices. I saw fire on the roofs of the hostels and other buildings in the school. But God saved my life. After they killed the students and burnt the structures, they fled. A fresh wave of grief washed over the ravaged nation, which has already suffered so much at the loss at the hands of these terror groups. Unfortunately for them, their cries continue to fall on deaf ears in the Obama administration. On this president's watch, the State Department's International Religious Freedom Department has missed some of the biggest crises of our day, according to leading advocate Nina Shea. While families are being terrorized for their faith from Saudi Arabia to Somalia, leaders like Representative Frank Wolf from Virginia have begged the administration to get off the sidelines and defend a persecuted church. Despite the rising tide of violence, the president still hasn't bothered to fill the State Department's Ambassador for Religious Freedom post. It continues to sit empty when the world needs it most. Unfortunately, the root of this international problem is the administration's handling of faith here at home. With hostility on the rise toward Christians here, persecution is mounting internationally. Because we can't find our way at home, people are losing their lives abroad. Until we get our own house in order, the walls will continue to close on our brothers and sisters overseas. Join me in prayer for peace in Nigeria and other troubled regions. Well, I hope the listener is not surprised that President Obama is dragging his feet to profit anything truly Christian. Interestingly enough, if it was an issue of telling a president that he ought not be doing certain things like going into the Ukraine, he's all about it. If we're talking about capitalizing the platform for the next election, it seems like we're all about it. But when it comes to preserving the lives of Christians, their only crime, if you want to call it that, is being a follower of Jesus. The same Jesus, by the way, that I think our questionably Muslim president, but professing Christian president, says he follows this Christ. I am most concerned. I looked on one particular source. I included with the sermon audio recording. The last ambassador at large for international religious freedom, which, by the way, is a State Department billet, was Susan Johnson Cook, and she served until 2013. Now, think about that for just a moment and understand that we're dealing with an office that has been empty for a good bit. I am most concerned that our president does not have religious freedom for the Christian on his mind. Oh, we're really willing to erase scripture verses off of the Air Force Academy dry erase boards. We're even willing to tell a producer of arms for our military they need to scratch out a scripture reference off of their iron sights of their M4s. But when it comes to actually taking part in a righteous, just war of some kind against a group of people, otherwise known by our preceding president as a religion of peace known as Islam, nope, he's not interested. Not interested. Think that through, friends. Think it through from your professing Christian president, unwilling to stand in and defend the defenseless follower of Christ. And before you send me some kind of ridiculous, ill-thought-out idea that it's not his responsibility to push Christianity on the world. We're not talking about that. We're talking about defending what he would call a human right to believe what you want to in your conscience. Well, it's not enough for this administration to come down heavy on military chaplains and Christians in the Air Force and Army, and to be difficult and push for things like mandatory abortion for Christian business owners. It's not enough for him to do that kind of thing. Nope. He wants to keep a billet open whose responsibility is to keep his or her finger on the pulse of religious freedom worldwide. Mr. President, I pray that you will see the cost of your negligence and that you will soon have your eyes opened, because very, very soon there is coming a reckoning. At the resurrection of the just and the unjust, you will pay for these most heinous, negligent, and I would say unprecedented decisions. This is Pastor Bill. Keep praying. God is not dead.